Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is our special karmic board show for 2022, and we'll get some more on that with Brigitte here in a couple minutes. Due to the ongoing global circumstances we've had for the past couple years now, we've been basically offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the regular in-person events we normally would hold out of our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows and down the line, the in-person events we'll have and expos and so forth, please feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter on Brigitte's website at www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded. So normally we'll email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with that, I'd like to give out the rest of the website info. To find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, again, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And to find out more about me and the music recordings that I offer, you can visit my website at www.mikesnydercc.com. There you can find my music, previous recordings of classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and all the links to both this radio show and also ones we have had done on Voice America a few years back. Okay, with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Well, thank you, Mike. Hello, everybody. It's so great to connect with you in 2022. Wow, it's hard to believe that we are now already in the next year. And I feel the start of this year certainly had a certain intensity for me. I don't know about all of you. But it allowed me to reflect a little bit about what is going on within me, with my life, where I want to go, which direction I want to head into. And it made me wonder about the significance of 2022 in general. You know, I know some are talking about 2022 being the vibration of love, the year of love. What does that really mean to us or to me on a personal level? Love certainly starts with self-love. And here we are yet again with an event that we've, I think, offered, Mike, for how many years now? In person, over the radio show, 20 years, I would say? 15 years. Yeah, maybe not 20, 15 years, but maybe even longer because I started in Pennsylvania doing it too. And it sets the tone for the new year. We always used to do it on January 11th. Then we went temporarily to January 1st. And this year, for personal reasons, I wasn't able to offer it on January 1st or pre-record it even on January 1st, which for me, again, was a reminder that it's very common that we want to get to the final. You know, we all feel sometimes like life is a race. We all want to get to the final end, whatever that means. Like, whatever that means to every single one of us, it's very unique. But what I realized, it's a lot more about the journey, that sometimes we can't necessarily get to where we want to go immediately. And we forget about the importance of allowing ourselves to take the time to get there, that there's so much about the space the getting from here to there, that teaches us about ourselves, and that teaches us about being patient with ourselves and self-love. And the karmic board event is a step towards self-love, because it is at the karmic board event, we step in front of a group of members of the hierarchy of light that focus on assisting us in releasing old karma, to release the past, and to support us to move forward on our path in a new way, to allow us to be more in alignment with our divine I Am presence, to support us in having the strength and courage to make choices that we might have been afraid of making before. So this is about self-love. This is about paying attention to what is really going on inside of our heart, and to move the mind aside, the what ifs and the buts, and to really ask ourselves in our heart, what is it that we are passionate about? And to ask for help, to ask for support, to ask the karmic board, that the members of the hierarchy of light, to step in and to guide and direct us so the necessary changes in our life. Now, we just had a very powerful winter solstice on December 21st, 2021. That was 9 years after the extremely powerful winter solstice of December 21st, 2012. I'm sure you all remember that, the great shift, the great time of change. And 9 years have gone by. Nine is a very powerful number, a number of completion, a number of having learned certain lessons that are now propelling us forward to another level of consciousness. So this year's meeting with the karmic board is even more significant, because it's asking us now to take a look at our past and to acknowledge how far we have come to this point, and to own who we are today, to let go of all the doubts and the questioning why we are here and what are we doing here, and to move more into an alignment with our divine I Am presence, where it's no longer about why we are here, but instead about the willingness to be empty and open for spirit to work with us and through us at all times, to let go of the need to know, and to move more into a place of acceptance and allowance and openness, so that when we come towards an obstacle, or when we reach a mountain that we just don't know if we have the stamina to climb it or not, to allow our divine I Am presence to step in and to either guide us in a very calm and peaceful pace to climb the mountain to the summit, or to direct us around the mountain, even though it might take a little bit longer. But if there's no reason to force ourselves to get over the mountain and to sweat and to have that pain and that exhausting work to get where we might not even need to go, to allow ourselves to be guided to be where we need to be. And then there's another frequency about 2022. 2022 also holds the frequency of the number six in it. Number six is often connected to the material world. Well, you can't get any more material than things you can hold and grab. The physicality of life can be very material connected. And so 2022 is also about acknowledging the importance of our physical body. We've reached a new level of consciousness. How can we support our temple, the physical body, our temple of our soul, to continue on our path, on our journey in a harmonious and healthy way? Therefore, 2022, I'm most certain, and it has shown itself to me already in the beginning of the year, will force you to pay attention to your physical body in a new way, and to slow down if necessary, and to be gentle when necessary, and to soften a little bit more when necessary. These times you can't just simply ignore your physical aches and pains anymore. You have to pay attention and you have to take care of them. And that is a big message for many of us who've pushed things aside, thinking we can deal with it another time. But now is the time to deal with all those parts that we still have left unacknowledged. And so with the first piece of music from Mike, and before I bring Saint Germain through to guide you on the karmic board journey, I want you to take a moment and to reflect on the last 9 years and to reflect how far you've come and to really feel good about yourself, because this has taken quite a bit out of every single one of us to get where we are today. And some of us might feel rather exhausted. Here we are going on another year. Here the virus is really strong again, and so many challenges seem to want to push us back instead of helping us to move forward. And yet it is in the winter months that we are asked to go into the silence of our own inner selves, to then give our inner light the space to evolve anew, to grow anew, to bring forth a new level of consciousness. Are we doing that? So just sit quietly now, connect with spirit, and allow yourself to just feel the years, how far you've come, how beautiful you are, how radiant you are, and how much more there is for you to experience in the days ahead. And then let's see what Saint Germain has to say to all of you. Thank you. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. From my heart to your heart, I wish you a happy new year and all the best for 2022. And as all the other years, 2022 is a very unique year as well. First, you're asked to go through a fire of transformation. Every cell of your body is shifting and changing to hold a higher frequency of love and light. There is a light within your heart that is ready to explode outwards. But it's asking you to allow it to unfold in its most natural way. Light doesn't want to be captured or structured or held in a certain form. It simply wants to be free. And so one of the greatest lessons this year for you, and the karmic board will support you in this process, is one of surrender, one of allowance, allowing your divine self to work with you and through you and truly allow it to guide and direct you. There will be moments where you meet situations with confusion, where you question your mere existence on earth. And yet I ask you to not let go of trust, to not let go of faith that there is a divine purpose in everything. Again, there's a deep, deep burning, a deep fire of transformation occurring at this time on so many levels. Remember, chaos is before the new birth. And yes, there have been many moments of birth. And what is happening on Earth is on such a large scale of an awakening, it cannot possibly happen just in one instance, just in one moment. It could, yes. But let's be realistic. Let's look at the collective of humanity. And then you know that it has to be a process. Because if you shine too much light upon you or upon anyone, it would hurt you. It would burn you from inside out. You're building momentum. You're building muscle, spiritual muscle. Your nervous system is changing. Your muscular system is changing. Your bone structure is even changing. The way you walk, the way you stand, the way you look at the world is changing. And members of the karmic board are here to assist you in this process of further awakening, in this process of embracing more of your radiant self and living it each moment, looking upon each moment like it is a miracle, like it is a gift of God given to you, because that is what it is. Every breath you take is a gift of God, of the God within you, of the divinity within you. You are here on earth to experience your physical life, your physicality, your body. Therefore, we asked you in 2022 to pay attention to your body, to your temper, to the sacredness of who you are. This is not about a race of who can ascend the fastest. You've all gone through the ascension process in other lifetimes, in other places within the omniverse. You're not here on earth simply to go through the ascension process again. You're here to walk a path so that others can follow it, so that others can walk it too. You are way showers. You are light bearers, shining the light for others to follow. And some of you might be exhausted and rightfully say that you're exhausted of being at the forefront, that you're ready to let someone else take on the lead so that you can follow for a change. But if you really listen deep within your heart, you know, it could not be any other way. You've been made for this. And as much as your human self wants to talk you out of it, as much as your human self wants to tell you that you're separate, that the hierarchy of light might not even be real, that your connection to God isn't real, that God is only something that religion made up. But let's change the name of God then to something else, the universal life force, the consciousness that encompasses all consciousnesses, the great source of all that is, the great spirit that the natives talk about, that the indigenous people talk about. That what you know within you that has all the answers. It is you, and it is all that exists. And you're part of that vastness. And so to feel that you want to turn back, or that this has not been a good idea to come to Earth, you might as well just release that, because you're exactly within the great matrix of creation where you need to be. You are. So stop worrying about it. Stop questioning it. And just start saying yes to you. I can't emphasize enough that the reality you believe in is a reality that you shall experience. So do you want to create a reality filled with love, joy, peace, and abundance and health? Or do you want to create a reality of war, of separation, of heartache, of pain? So choose every day new. Every morning when the sun rises, face the sun and make a commitment at that moment. Just like we are giving you the opportunity today, when you listen to this at any time, to make a commitment in front of the karmic board. Now, karma is manifold. There is the karma of the collective human consciousness. There's the karma of Gaia, of Earth. There's your own karma. Karma might go back into other lifetimes, or it might be in the present moment where it is all about giving and receiving. And here's what I'm telling you, that many of you don't realize: if you only give and not allow yourself to receive, that is not good karma either. There has to be balance, harmony, the balance between your masculine and feminine side, the balance between your divine self and your human self. Now, don't get angry with yourself. Don't get frustrated and say, I will never get this. That is not true too. This is where you surrender. This is where you open yourself up and you state, thank you, my divine I Am Presence, for guiding me to a place of balance and harmony every day, every moment. Every time I fall out of harmony into disharmony, I thank you for your guidance and your support to bring me back into my center, into my divine center. Because my purpose here on Earth is to be me, is to be exactly who I am, deep within myself, and who I choose to express out into the world. Listen, all your anger, all your fear, all of that, if you really take a step back, then you realize it is something that you've outgrown. It is old habits. It is something you fall back to because you've used it in the past as a response. If you're really honest, that's not who you are anymore. You are love. You are hope. You are the torch of light that shines in the darkness. That is who you are, and that's what I want you to remind yourself of, that in the moments of fear, in the moments when you think your glass is empty, that you remind yourself that is the old you. That is not the you who you are today. And so in preparation for me taking on a journey now to connect with the karmic board. We will play another piece of music, and I invite you now to sit in alignment with your divine I'm presence, to sit in alignment with all your spirit guides and helpers, and ask from the depths of your heart, from the passion you have for yourself and for the world, what is it yet that you choose to draw to you in 2022? To be of service. To be of service to Gaia, to humanity, but also to be of service to yourself. To honor and respect yourself as an aspect of God, source creator, and the great spirit of all that is. Self-love. Self-respect. Choose who you want to be in 2022, and then ask the karmic board for the support necessary to make it so. So this part is acknowledging where you're at, releasing what no longer serves you, and calling in that what is most in alignment with your heart. So take a couple of deep breaths, feel your connection to Gaia, open yourself up, hands, palms open, and allow yourself to receive the guidance from your divine I'm presence so you can see that what truly allows your heart to sing, what you truly choose to define yourself in the year of 2022. Do this now. So keep your eyes closed and feel how your physical self simply falls away and you and your light body step onto a path of light that is in front of you. And you're leaving now your physical body behind as you continue on the path of light that is raising you out away from the room you're in, away from the town you're in, further and further up. And it is like rising up on a beam of light. And as you rise up further and further, you can feel the weight of the past falling away. All the stories, all the experiences, all the teachings, everything is starting to fall away. And you begin to sense a certain level of emptiness. You can feel your true self now because there are no longer the stories attached to you. It's only your true divine essence that is left. And it is within this lightness that you're reaching a portal of light, a doorway. This doorway has been prepared specifically for you to take you into the sacred chambers for you to meet the karmic board. Now remember, the karmic board are members of the hierarchy of light, and they are chosen to assist you in releasing what no longer serves you and to draw to you that what specifically will help you in service to the world, to the universe, to all that is. And in the past, we've always used specific masters like Kuan Yin or the Goddess of Liberty to represent the karmic board. Now, because the times have changed and this is a unique time for all of humanity, you will be meeting specifically with those divine beings, masters, some galactic, some from other origins. You will specifically be guided to meet those who work with you throughout this year. They have been given the right to assist you and to support you in whatever way is necessary for you. So when you step through this portal of light, know that you will meet some familiar faces and there will be a form of reunion for you. Feel comfort in that. There might be some new faces. If you can't see faces, simply trust the feeling. The feeling of love that shall greet you on the other side of this doorway. But have no doubt, the moment you cross the threshold, you are leaving the past behind. You are preparing to wear a new mantle of light, a new mantle of divine purpose, a new mantle of a frequency that shall draw to you very new experiences. You're ready for this. You've worked so hard to get to where you are today. And this is an acknowledgement of you and your hard work. So when you're ready, and when you're crossing the threshold through this portal that is ahead of you, you will be meeting your new spirit guides, your old spirit guides, those who are there to assist you. Express your concerns. Ask for help. They are there for you. We're going to play another piece of music so that you can fully enjoy the inner exchange. It is not something that any of us can lead you through. It is something that you have to experience on your own, the exchange between you and your spirit guides. Ask for help. Ask for assistance in finding a clear vision of your future if you don't have one. But now is the time to ask for divine support. Step through the portal now.
Thank you.
Due to the sacredness of what has been taking place here in your meeting with the members of the Karmic Board and with your spirit guides, we are now preparing a blessing for you and the sealing of your commitment and of that what is being offered to yourself into your auric field. So simply allow yourself to receive this blessing and the sealing of the energies, which is going to shift your vibrational frequency to allow you to draw to you that what it is that you most need in 2022. So we are sealing it into your auric field now as we're giving you a blessing. Feel the energy. Simply breathe it into every part of yourself. Allow yourself to receive. That's it. And allow now, as we are bringing from source, this pure ray of transformation. We're bringing it down now into you and allow yourself to receive this ray of transformation as it is now going to work through you and is going to shift out of your system all of that heaviness you think you've been carrying up to this point. Just allow the fire to work within and around you now as it removes, as it shifts and changes every part of you, especially your heart. You've taken on so much on behalf of the collective. Let's empty your heart out a little bit and your mind. Let's purify your mind. All those thoughts of lack and loss and separation, let's work on clearing that out. Just take deep breaths in and out as we are now energetically working on clearing you out, on shifting the frequency within every cell of your body, within every particle of your body. Just feel that for you, it might look like the violet flame, but this is a higher frequency than even that. This is a purity of divine dispensation to let go of the old, to make room for the new. Take deep breath in and out. You are a light bearer. You are love and light. Anything else can now leave your body and leave your system. You are all-encompassing agape love. Know that to be true. All the losses that you might still feel, all the fears about the future, they are now being replaced by the knowing that everything is in perfect divine order, that you are exactly where you need to be, and that you are being supported, that you're being carried so the change is to come. You're not alone. We are with you. We want you to succeed. Now it is for you to know that there's no other way than to succeed. You're in the embodiment of success. You're the embodiment of love. You're the embodiment of joy. Everything else is the old you. Breathe it out as you keep that ray of transformation working on you. Let it go. This is not who you are. If it comes up again that things are difficult, then just breathe it out. That's an illusion to release. Everything is easy for you, effortless. That is your new language. Your new language is, my life is easy and effortless, filled with love, joy, peace, and harmony. My life is filled with abundance on all levels. I am healthy. I am living in harmony and peace. My life is in pure balance. There's a balance between giving and receiving. There's a balance between my divine self and my human self. There's a sacred merging taking place so that I can now embody a new consciousness of love. I am the new consciousness of love. I am one with all that is. I release judgment. I release limitations. I am a limitless being of love and light. Feel the truth of these words. As I speak these words, they are also your words. Because I am you and you are me. I am part of you. I'm deeply interwoven with you because you've come to Earth to bring about transformation. And I, as the master of transformation, am woven into your essence to support you in this process. We've made this agreement from the time you incarnated into a body, and I shall be with you until you leave these incarnations behind, because we are working together as a team to awaken to the truth that you're no longer bringing heaven to earth, that wherever you are, heaven is on earth. You are heaven on earth. You are the embodiment of heaven on earth. Feel the truth of that and own it. When your mind questions it, breathe it out. Let it go. Let go. And let your divine I'm presence work with you and through you. And as the purity of light now, being cradled by the love of all those who walked the path of enlightenment before you, know that we want you to succeed. We want your happiness, because your happiness is our happiness. And as such, we are now guiding you back to your physical body. But as we guide you back to your physical body, as we are guiding you across the threshold one more time from your divine experience back to your physical experience, now that the divine experience is never leaving you, it is part of who you are. So that light, that vastness, that openness, that purity of love that you are, is now flowing back into your physical body. Feel yourself flowing back into your physical body. And as you do, you're filling your body up with the brilliant love and light that you are. And your body responds to it. It rejoices in the knowing that it is the temple to carry the beautiful light that you are into the world. Your body will need your love, will need your support, will need your attention that you need to give to your body so that it can continue to carry your vast self with ease and in a pain-free manner. And you'll be surprised how easy this is going to be for you if you choose to come from a place of love towards self. If you love yourself, then there is no other choice but doing the loving thing for all parts of yourself, including your body. Celebrate your physicality in 2022. hug a tree, dance with the butterflies, smell the flowers, enjoy your physicality. Don't judge it, don't minimize it, don't look at it as a limitation, but look at it as a tool that allows you to express your divine self in the most unique and beautiful way. 2022 truly is meant to be a miraculous year. Allow it to unfold. Don't race to the finish line. Enjoy the journey. And when obstacles appear on your path, don't panic. Don't act right away. Call in your divine I'm presence and ask your divine I'm presence to either safely guide you around the obstacle or to give you all the tools necessary to climb to the summit of the mountain. Blessings to you, my friends. I am Saint Germain. And remember, I'm deeply interwoven into your soul. I'm with you, always. And it is so. Namaste.
All right, Brigitte, what a great show.
Well, thank you. It's always such a great way to start a new year, and this particular event is very close to our hearts, I think, right?
Yeah.
So I wish all of you all the best for 2022. Let's see what the year is going to bring for all of us. And we are having some expos lined up this year too. I can't really say for sure if there's going to be any retreats yet. Someone asked me if we are going to host any more spiritual retreats. We have to just wait and see. It all depends on how, what COVID and the virus, what kind of mind it has. The Omicron virus has hit us hard, but you know, let's just wait and see, and hopefully everything is going to work out really quickly so that we can enjoy our togetherness again.
And for more information about the expo that's planned for March of this year, go to heartofonenessholisticexpo.com.
Yes, Karen and Matt Riley, they are hosting another one of their beautiful expos, so we are very excited to be part of it. And we are also going to have an event there. I believe it is Saturday. I have to look exactly at the times again, but just check on their website and all the information is there too. So that's where you can actually see us in person again, holding an event. All right. Sending much love to all of you. And
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Peace out. Bye.